Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This share should be a special schus for Arvin Armi Razi Sheyichyu. It's Moshe Ben Hashadina, Ritzu Ben Ezra Yosef, and Ezra Ben Esther. And we're going to be learning a little bit about Ksamim. We know that a woman only has to go to mikveh if she sees when she's pure, she sees a kesem, a stain. That's kegris ve'od. The size of a gris, which is debatable exactly how much it is. Is it 16.5 millimeters, 18 to 19, 19, 20, 21, various shiurim. And Chacham Ovadia Yosef, in the Abiya Omer, in Chelek Yerodeh, Simen Yud Gimel, in the seventh volume, brings a tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi, of Rav Vosner, his good friend Rav Vosner. Rav Adi was a big bucky in Rav Vosner's Sfarim. Rav Vosner once commented to somebody that Rav Adi knows his Sfarim better than he does. So, nothing against Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner was one of the Poskei HaDor and a tzaddik. But Chacham Ovadia was mashu. Anyway, Rav Vosner paskins that if a woman sees a kesem, if she sees a stain, less than a gris, which we're told about macholas, we say it's from a louse, we say that it's not from her and she doesn't have to go to mikvah. But he says that bizman hazeh, if she wants to be machmir, like the Urayim, who says that she should go to mikvah bizman hazeh and less than a gris, she should also make a bracha. And someone asked him, Rav Vosner, how can this be? How can this be? That you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha on a suffix, you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on a chasidus. This is just me, this chasidus, to go to mikvah on such a small shear. So Rav Vosner defends his psak, and he based himself on the Rav Pe'olim in Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Vav, that it's a suffix gamor, and that the machmirim are machzik it as chiyuv tvila bevadai, and the heart knows that in many medinos people make brachas even on sfekas, even on chumras. So says Rav Tzedek Akon Milublin. So if somebody was kabbalah on himself the chumra of the Urayim and Rav Shlomo Kluger, they should make a bracha even on a smaller shear. Shouldn't be moche biyadeha if she wants to make a bracha even on a smaller shear. And on this, Chacham Ovadia says, Ma pitom. First of all, it's not clear what the Urayim actually meant, according to some achronim, if he actually meant that the shear bizman is smaller. And even if he meant it smaller, Chacham Ovadia quotes from the Shetshuvas Yagel Yankov, who quotes all these great gedolim, the Chacham Tzvi, the Meir Tztaka, the Meir Nesivim, the Chasim Sofer, v'chol gedei le'olam, each one was a yachad bidoro. They all weren't makabel the chumra of the Urayim to say that a woman has to be tovel on less than a kegris ve'od. And if a woman wants to be tovel and she makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatala, chas v'shalom. And so says the Rogatchev and the Divrei Malkiel and the Avnei Tzedek, and Rav Adia quotes all the exact makaros. The Darkei Tshuva says that the Morei Hora, Halacha L'maisa, are mekel if it's less than a kegris ve'od. So paskin Rav Moshe and the Igris Moshe and Chelikim Yaradei Simen Mem Vav. And therefore, even if a woman is machmir on herself, b'vakasha, but just please don't make a bracha. Please don't make a bracha like the Mil Shmush Meshel Shmuel says in Siman Ayin Dalet, that if you have a machlokas of Rabbi Seinu, if she's Tamei or Tahora, so the Posek has to say that she should make a bracha on the Tvila. And so writes Rabbi Eliyahu Raguler in the Tshuva Siyad Eliyahu, one of the big Gedolei HaPoskim in his time, that any kesem or dam that's brought in front of a chacham, if he's machmir because he's not sure what the color is, he could say beseder, be machmir on yourself, but don't make a bracha on the mikvah. So Chacham Ovadia writes in the Taras Abayis, in Mishmeres HaTayron, page Tav Kuf Mem Aleph, and there you can look for more sources. And in Chelek Aleph of Taras Habayis, on page Shin Ayin, both places where Rav Ovadia says that definitely it's not, it's all just a chumrah and it's not bevadai and we're not even makabel this chumrah. So that's in the seventh volume of the Abiya Omer. In the tenth volume of the Abiya Omer, in the in Simen Yud Ches in Yerideya, he has a letter here from Agon Rav Menashe Klein the Baal of Mishnah Halachos, who's a big chassid of Rav Avadia, the great Ungara Sheposek, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Kadosh Levracha, who went through the Holocaust. So he writes this in Elul in the year 1993 in Tavshin Nun Gimel. And listen to how he writes his letter to Rav Avadia. Rav Hai Gon, so the one who gives life should seal for life, my good friend, you're Rav Hai Gon, play on words like Rav Hai Gon, you're a Gon, the Matarman Legalian, that what's hidden is revealed to you, Nasiel Akim B'Sechei Yerushalayim, you're a prince of Hashem inside of Jerusalem, Kvod Gon, honorable genius, Tifarto, in his glory, Moreno Harav, Rav Avadia Yosef, Shlito. He said, I'm very happy that I got your Sefer, Yabi Omer Chelek Zion. I saw what you wrote on Rav Vozner, that he says to make a bracha on the Tevila, if she's Machmir, like the Chorm of the Arayim. So it brings from the Shraf Pe'olim. Because of Shavi Anav Sheikhaticha di Sura, she made itself Aser to herself, so you can be Machmir and make a bracha. And you were Doche. And you said, Yuchacham Avadia say, that if it's a Machlokas HaPoskim, if you want to be Machmir, you're not allowed to make a bracha, it's a Suffolk bracha Levatala, and Mehechi Tesi to Paskin to make a bracha, because of Shavi Anav Sheikhaticha di Sura, because she wants to create an Isser for herself, she's creating the Isser, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Also a woman who says Tumeani, and then she says Tahorani, and she doesn't have an excuse why she changed her story, even though without an amasla, she has to, she has no excuse why she changed her story, therefore you assume she's Tumeya, and she has to count 7 clean days and be Tovil, but she's now going to make a bracha on the Tevila, because she knows that Be'emes she was Tahira. She doesn't have a good excuse for us, so we make her go to Mikvah, but for herself she knows she's now going to make a bracha. And so writes Chacham Ovadia in the Taras Abayis in Chelek Aleph Kufnin Ches. So on this Chacham Menashe Akutin Klein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, writes, "Ulafiani Uzdaiti Agam Shein Malas Kol Taras Etzarich Ladidi L'Chavasi." You don't need me, but I want to say that you said good, and she shouldn't make a bracha on the tefila. And even though we paskin that minag oiker iser bracha Hashem atzricha, if you have a minag, it uproots the iser bracha Hashem atzricha. But that's a minag shehunag al pigedolim. Aval anoag lahachmir al atzmo kedase to posek you. You want to make a bracha halel on Rosh Chodesh bevakasha. If it's something that it's a minig shenoeg al pigedol, hunag al pigedolim. But if you're machmir like some posek, you don't make a bracha. Even stuffing mitzvah daraisa, you don't make a bracha like we paskin in Yoredei Chavches Gimel. But in koi a kvi, which is a suffik chaya, you have to make a do kisei adam. But since it's a suffik, you don't make a bracha on the kisui. And even though we find that women make a bracha when they see even a drop of blood, there it's different, because all the women were makabel upon themselves, and it's not begeder suffek, and in such a case, yesh lahachmir, belavarich al minog. But generally, if you're based on one posek, you can't be machmir and make a bracha. And in the Tshuvas Beis Sha'arim, he says that how do they have this chumrah that in even one drop of blood she has to sit 7 days? Afilu tipas dam kechardal. Why are they so machmir even one tiny drop of blood? She's already considered that she had her period. So it's a chumrah that brings to a kula, because it's a mevatel period of Arivya Mikal Yisrael. Jews are not going to multiply. We want to have more Jews, not less. Yoshua is nenash, and he died without children because of mevatel period of Arivya Yisrael Laila Echad in Erev in 63b. We take this bitel period of Arivya very seriously. So we have to say that Benchumis Benos Yisrael was before they got married, and it was Almanaskin that they got married, and Chachmei Yisrael were maskim, and therefore they make a bracha. So this is al pi kol Chachmei Yisrael, but this chumrah of the Urayim is not al pi Chachmei Yisrael, and therefore you can't make a bracha. And that the Urayim, right, that the Shevet Halevi says that it, she's making a bracha because of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisur, she made it Aser. How do you say such a thing? Lo Mebaya, it's Pashut that the din of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Yisur, if it's Medin Neder, it's a Neder she's taking upon herself. That's what Shavya is, like we've discussed in many Shiurim. The Shuvas HaMa'ariyat, the Ma'ari Basan. Definitely you're not allowed to make a bracha because she's not a Nida. She's just making herself Aser. But she's not a Nida. So if it's on less than a gris of blood, she can't make a bracha. And even if you say it's alt ne'amanos, and adas baldin kameidim dami, like it says in the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Shiltei Giborim, and the Tshuvas Nodav Yehuda, nevertheless, it doesn't have a din tuma. Because it doesn't have a shear of a kesem. So you can't say that it's adas baldin kameidim dami, that makes it into a kesem. She doesn't know more than we know. And we know that such a shear isn't mitame. So here b'chlal, how do you say that it's midin ne'amanus v'adas baldin? This shavya. What ne'amanus is shaykh here? How can she make this aser b'chlal? We know what happened. We know just as well as she knows. And we say that it's permitted. And that you brought a raya, yuchacham uvadia, about a woman who says tamani, and then she says taharani without an excuse, she shouldn't make a bracha on the tevilah, and you wanted to make a tzushtel, you wanted to make a comparison and compare it to our case, where she sees less than a shear, I think you could be mechalik between the two. But nevertheless, you're right. You're right, putting aside my chiluk, that there's a difference between the cases. Nevertheless, Ladina, you're correct. I saw there's a biography about the Mashkiach and Torah Or, Zadel Epstein. And he was a choshev a Talmud of Shimon Shkop. And he said in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shimon, that the Hungarian poskim, you know, they have a different derech halima than the Lithuanian poskim. So the Lithuanian poskim, you know, they have a different way of thinking. And Mamela Rav Shimon said, I don't always agree with their lumdus, but somehow they have siyata d'shmaya that they come out with the correct maskana. So here's a Hungarish posek, Rav Menashe. He says, I'm not sure about your lumdus, about this particular tzushtel between this and the woman who says tamani v'chazra mataharani, but sof kol sof, ladina, you're correct. And then he concludes the letter, yedido hakosher b'avoisei sahava, I'm your friend who's connected to you with chains of love, bonds of love, based on the pasuk in Navi. I don't know why I said avoso. Doesn't say that. Okay, but it's bonds of love also. But my friend who's connected to you with love in my heart and my soul, and I'm giving you a bracha of you should be written and sealed for the good. I love these rabbis when they give each other brachas in the sefer of tzaddikim gemurim immediately. For a good life and for a peaceful life, and then he signs his name. And I love the P.S. here. He writes Nun Beis Nichtav Batzad. P.S. Hineni b'mizmor l'soda. I really want to thank you, Lamalas Kvota Russo, for your honorable Torah scholar, v'leshluchav b'tnuas Shas, and for your messengers in the Shas party. I'll call a Chesed asher asu imostas haTorah shelanu kiryas Ungvar. Menashe has a kirya, had a kirya still around in Ramot called Kiryas Ungvar. And the Shas representatives in the Knesset got them money. B'siyua sheyesh bo mamish. Thanks for helping us. U'mevakesh gam alahaba la'amad yamin evyon. And I want to ask in the future that you also stand to the right of the poor. U'lechazik es mostoseinu. You strengthen our mostos. U'lehagdil toiru lehadira. To make Torah great and enhanced. Parenthetically, Rav Menashe's good buddy and Chavrusa was Elie Wiesel. I think they went through Buchenwald together. And they were friendly for many, many years, and Elie Wiesel used to give Rav Menashe a lot of money. Elie Wiesel was a very wealthy man, so he would help Rav Menashe with his mosdas. And then in his answer, Rav Ovadia quotes some of what he had already said in Chelek Zayin and that tshuva, and how all the Gedolim said not like the Arayim, and therefore it's pashut she doesn't make a bracha on the tefillah. And in the Sefer, and now he adds, in the Rav Gufei Halachos, Sefer Gufei Halachos on Meseches Nida, Halachos Nida, he brings the name of the Elia Rabba, who paskin that if Huchzuka Nida B'Shechen Oseha, a woman is seen by her neighbors to be a Nida, she's wearing the special Nida clothing, she's not Nehmenes to say Tahara, even with an excuse. Nevertheless, she should make a bracha on the Tefillah, because she knows herself she's Tahara, even if her neighbors think she's Tumeah. And this is brought in the Taras Abayis in Chelek Aleph and Kufnun and Vav. And so Paskin, in the Shut Ma'ari Shtaif, the great Posek and Gon of Yonas and Shtaif, in Reisha Ein Aleph Os Dalid. And that's a Siyata L'Dvareno, he's very happy about that. And that women are Machmir, even if they see a little tiny drop of blood, the Ramban already writes in Hulchas Nidan, Perak Aleph Halacha Yates, that this minog is huchshuva b'enei chachmei Yisrael, and it's like halacha psuka b'chol makom, and you're not allowed to be mekel rosh in this chumra, and it's nago b'chol tfutzis Yisrael, and it's halacha psuka, so you can't compare it to our case. And Rav Ovadia quotes a few more sources, so we'll close it here. So that's the halacha l'maisa for many poskim not to make a bracha when a woman is machmer like the chum of the Urayim, and we should be zochet to see continuing niflaos mitayras Hashem's barach shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.